Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Friday night, we've got a doubleheader at Cbus. Raiders and the Dragons is the first game. Matt Tomoko is into the starting side. Seb Chris is, looks like he's going to be out with that HIA. Ryan Sutton is back into the side. Hudson Young moves to the edge. Corey Hadawita Naira back to the bench. I see a Soliola misses out. Elijah Anderson comes in for his first game in the National Rugby League. He's from Mount Morgan, where the great Darren Fritz played from previously. So great to see him there. First year at the Raiders. So we wish him all the best with that for the Dragons. Wow. Ben Hunt out with that broken arm. Adam Clune comes into his position. Jack Bird's been named at fullback, so no Tyrell Sloan. Jack DeBellin, Blake Laurie, Zach Lomax, Josh Maguire, Cody Ramsey all come back into the side. Corey Norman moves to six. Jaden Sullivan drops out. The Barbecuers, who were out last week of that, Josh Kerr and Gerard Beale. Again, it's a much stronger Dragon side, but what's the market saying, Tristan?
Yeah, much stronger Dragon side, but such a big loss in Ben Hunt. He's been so instrumental for them all year. He's been by far and away their best player. So you take him out of the side, and unfortunately a lot of the benefit of these players returning disappears. It's $1.39 Canberra, $3.70 the Dragons. The line's 10.5. It's been 11.5. It's been 10.5 out to 11.5, and total points 50.5. Now, I'm not convinced in the Raiders' form, as we touched on last week, and I think the Knights probably demonstrated that, but the Dragons have just been woeful. Can they lift with all these players back on deck without Ben Hunt? I don't think so. I think this game, whoever loses this probably kisses their finals hopes goodbye if the Dragons aren't already gone, but Canberra need to get back in on their winning ways if they wish to keep in touch with the top eight.
We've got ninth, play 10th. Both of them chasing that one of those lower spots, seventh or eighth in the top eight. I think the market's really wrong here. I just can't get that bigger gap between the two of them. I think the game's got absolute whiskers on it. I don't want to touch it because they're two incredibly unreliable sides who are also very prone to bad weeks and leaking lots of points. But Hunt, certainly a key out, but they get eight others that are key ins, and this is the strongest lineup that they've rolled out for many weeks. They come off three losses. They will be very hungry to turn that around and get a win, and they get a Canberra side that are just so hard to catch. Last week, they leaked 34. Their record in their last 16 games when favoured, they've only covered the line three times. I mean, you could have so many arguments about why you'd want to be against the Raiders, but I don't trust the Dragons. I'm tipping the Raiders to just get away with a win. I do think the Dragons are a huge chance of an upset.
I love the plus 11.5 on the Dragons as well. Ben Hunt out, but Adam Clune is very solid. Be interesting to see what happens with Jack Bird and Zach Lomax. That might be a little interchange. Cody Ramsey's the option to play back in that fullback position as well. Even you could drop Corey Norman back there. So I'd be interested to see what Anthony Griffin does there. But, yeah, I thought they were really disappointing, the Raiders, on the weekend. If it was not for... Tell you what, Rapana is carrying that side. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Seems he's been so good for them.
He and the number nine.
Yeah. There's so much a reliance on what those two do. I love the plus 11.5.
Well, and Jimmy, just on the Dragons, I mean, Jack Bird, has been involved and had a very good season to date, and thankfully he stayed fit. But he looks like he had a lot of time off in a paddock next to me leading into this season. There is no way he will be playing fullback and running all of those metres this week. So I'm sure he either plays somewhere in the centres or somewhere in the back row, and there's a swap around with that lineup.
Yeah, it might be time at fullback, but not extended.
NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. TopSport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.